The Dog and Joe Show on 93.7 The River. Call The Dog and Joe Show at 916-766-9370.
Oh, brother, people want to talk about this. The cop that arrested the father-to-be because they were on the way to the hospital to deliver a baby, but the guy was driving 108 miles an hour in a 55 down in Alabama. He was breaking the speed limit by damn near double. The cops cuffed him, took him to jail. He wasn't charged, didn't stay the night, and then later did get to go to the hospital, but his daughter was already born.
Well, what was the reason he went to jail? I don't understand that.
Because he was arguing with the cop. The cop's like, get out of the car. He's shouting, but my wife's having a baby. The cop said, I don't care. Get out of the car. So the guy's like, no.
Even during medical emergencies and things like that, if you try and
having a baby is not a medical emergency.
Oh, it is too.
No, not in your little, you know, I mean, in protected America, in your little, you know, first world nation. Yeah, it's a medical emergency.
I don't think blood, when a woman's water breaks, it typically doesn't bleed. It's just like water breaking.
Well, sometimes, you know, everyone's different.
If there's blood, that's a medical emergency. Something's not right there.
Well, there's going to be blood during a birth. You're going to have blood.
That's during the actual birth.
Yeah, stuff's always different. People are different. You can't let a little blood just say, oh, it's a medical emergency.
If I saw blood running down my wife's leg, I would freak. I would pass out first. Then when she revived me, I would drive 108 to get. That would scare the bejesus out of somebody.
What's going on? Welcome, Cameron. How are you?
Good. Yeah. I mean, really, if the guy's having a baby, the cops should actually just escort him, don't you think?
No, I think, Cameron, that's why I said this. I think the cop did the right thing by ticketing the man. There's wrong and there's right, and the guy was in violation of the posted speed limit.
Yes, Cameron, everyone thinks the cop should have escorted the man safely to the hospital. That guy was being weird.
That guy driving 108 miles an hour, he's not licensed. He doesn't have any special credentials that give him authority to drive faster. We don't know that he can maintain a car at that high rate of speed.
We also don't know that he can't.
No, we don't. That's why the speed limit sign's there. And if you do what he did, that's why you get the ticket.
And you know what? We do know that he can maintain that speed because he was doing it for several minutes without causing an accident.
We have no idea what would have happened in the seventh mile. It could have been like the Challenger. We have no idea what kind of carnage he could have caused.
Also a fair assumption right there.
Janine, welcome.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Janine.
So, I'm a paramedic, and I also went through the police academy with my husband. And the spirit of the law says that police officer should have got in front of him, said, follow me, and escorted him. And then he could ticket him and do whatever. But that definitely was an emergency. That was not a normal okay birth. Not whatsoever.
Okay, hold on.
4 pounds.
In the spirit of the law?
And the bleeding, too, right? I mean, you're not supposed to bleed when your water breaks.
No. And 4 pounds, not okay. And, yes, they actually teach spirit of the law in the academy, at least in California, but Alabama is a whole new ball game.
So I love that. Spirit of the law. That's throwing in some morals into it.
So, empathy. You think that the cop did the wrong thing?
Absolutely. He put that woman in danger. He delayed. She was definitely in a medical emergency, and he delayed it. He could have said, hey, I see you're stressed out. Follow me. I will escort you. He put everybody in danger by delaying that. And, the father obviously isn't controlling his adrenaline. Many cops don't control their adrenaline. You see, that's when you see it on the news that they're being over-aggressive with people they're arresting. It's hard to control that, and he should have taken control and escorted the guy to the hospital.
That father could have easily had an anxiety attack, multiple things from that instance.
Or anything after they reached the hospital. And the hospital called and said, hey, there's lots of complications, he needs to be here.
Okay, so what could they have done then to have prevented this? What are you going to do if there's complications throughout a pregnancy? If you're getting close, shouldn't you arrange some sort of transportation? Shouldn't you maybe get a room closer to the hospital? Shouldn't you have the doctor on standby? Shouldn't you have in-home care? I mean, there are other things that you can do besides break the law.
Well, what if you didn't know that was happening?
He should have called an ambulance, but a lot of people transport their loved ones instead of calling the ambulance. And the cop, that happens. They pull those over. And in the spirit of the law, they should escort that person for safety. You know, it's not the wisest decision to transport him when you have that anxiety and you're speeding. But in the spirit of the law, he should have escorted him and then continued with the ticket and
citation.
The,
okay.
the lecture and all that stuff for safety of everybody. He should have not done what he did.
Is there any truth to the fact that you could have turned your hazard lights on and been able to safely speed there for a medical emergency? That's what they're there for, right?
It's not safe. Your hazard lights are actually for when you're pulled over on the side of the road.
Yes, when you're parked.
It's not safe, but it is safer than...
What about high beam? Flashing your high beam blinkers on.
Right, you do in Germany.
Yeah, you're blasting people with your highs, going low, high, low, high, low, high, doing that down the freeway. Can you do that, Janine?
Yeah, well, what people are going to think if you do that is that, oh, there's a cop ahead. You're warning me of police in the area.
Yeah, but if I see someone go flying by me at an unusual rate of speed and they've got hazards on, that immediately tells me there's some kind of an emergency happening.
Exactly, yeah. And that it's not okay to do that, but at least you're doing
I see someone go by me with their hazard lights on, and they go by at a high rate of speed. My hazard lights are going on, and I'm following them. That's what I'm doing.
Yes, of course it is.
I'm the, you know, they always talk about lawyers being ambulance chasers. I'm that guy. I want to hit all the green lights because they got the deal that trips everything when they're driving. I'm the guy that follows the ambulance because I love that. And you got to do it with finesse because you don't want to get too close because then you can get ticketed for that. So you got to keep a good distance in between, a good cushion. But I love that, man. Blowing down like a Madison, or you're going down a Watt.
You're that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Now, why did I even ask? Of course that guy. Yes.
Yeah, you get behind him, you hit all the green lights. That's marvelous. DJ. This is DJ, the guy that won Wave Runner Summer.
Oh, hey, what's up, DJ?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, before we get to why you called, how is that Yamaha Wave Runner?
Oh, it's a ton of fun. It's a lot faster than I thought it was going to be.
And how many times have you had it out?
Just a few times so far. I've been super, super busy at work. I actually haven't had a day off yet.
Well, you know, Joe and I, when we get off around 10, we're not super, super busy. Joe
That's
and
right.
I can take it out. We can keep it running for you.
Going to be up in the hundreds for the next couple of days. We can keep that baby broke in, DJ.
That's right.
I'll tell you what, we'll be stand-up, too. We'll even wear it with our bathing suits on. We'll keep the seat clean.
Oh, really?
Even better. I was going to wrap the seat, but that worked.
glad you won it, DJ. Glad you're enjoying it. What's going on? How can we call?
Well, I have a similar story to this guy myself. I've got three kids myself and my wife, and I was working evenings just to help pay for things and whatnot. And when she was pregnant with our third, she called me up one night while I was at work. It was probably 1 a.m. And, she was having complications where we were going to have to take her to the hospital. And so I took off, and at the time I had a motorcycle, and I left my job, got on the freeway on Sunrise, heading up 50, and got my bike up to about 140. And right when I got around that speed, I noticed there was a CHP sitting in the dark off the side of the freeway. So I let off the throttle, got down to about 120, and knew the guy was going to pull me over. So I actually, before he even started the car and started coming after me, I'd pulled over because I knew he was going to come after me. And he questioned me what was going on. And I said, well, I've got a pregnant wife that she's having complications. I got to take her to the hospital. And the guy believed me. I told him my story, what was going on, and decided that he'd let me go after he gave me a spiel that he could arrest me. He could impound my bike. And he said, you know what, you're not going to get home safe to your wife driving like that, so keep it at the speed limit and get home safe to her and hope she's okay.
Well,
that is using what that woman said, sanity of the law.
It wasn't sanity of the law. You don't even remember what she said.
The spirit of the law.
The sanity of the law.
Well, whatever. They mean the same thing.
Now, here's the thing. That's a good guy, okay? And it's up to the officer's discretion. Case in point, time may change, different, whatever's going on. Obviously, you knew you weren't drinking. You were probably civil and cordial. So he decided to make that judgment call. But what about the other guys now that ride sport bikes or bikes or even like to drive fast that hear this and want to go out going over the speed limit or going, 140, hoping they can use that excuse?
You better be a good actor, because I believe are built to sniff that out.
Yeah, I was completely legit with my reasoning, but this again was at like 1 o'clock in the morning. There was nobody on the freeway. I would never condone doing anything like that on a road.
Plus, you're freaked out. You want to get there. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, well, don't abuse the system. If you do that and abuse the system, then the guys and girls that really need it for what they're going to, you know, emergencies are going to get in trouble. They're going to get pulled over and handcuffed like that.
And here's the other thing. Think about this, and I appreciate it, DJ. Enjoy the Wave Runner. Good talking to you again.
Good talking to you, brother.
What about this? What about some sort of flag? What about some sort of sticker? What about some sort of something that you put on your car?
Who's going to remember that? That's what the hazard lights are for.
No, not for the people, for the cops. Maybe you get a in-birth, in utero plate, if you will.
Oh.
Or you get some sort of placard that shows that, yeah, you have a pregnant woman on board. So that way the cops can see, oh, they've gone through all the legal stipulations, and there's a mom-to-be in this car, and they have the required... The DMV makes money.
I would think that your obstetrician, I think that's what they're called, the lady doctor would be able to give you that, and then you can just put it in your window. That should be something that comes standard. That's a good point.
Well, yeah, if you're going to birth or you're going to be pregnant, I mean, you got to go out and you pay the DMV X amount of money. You get the special placard or plate, and you carry that for the 8-9 months, and there you go. That way when the cop gets behind you, he's like, oh, I know why they're speeding. And then he can immediately get around in front of him. He can put the lights on, guns a-blazing. He can give you the escort to the hospital. That's a win-win right there.
I agree. But it also should have happened as soon as he tells you. The cop rolls up to your door. You're looking frantic. Your wife's over there. She's got blood on her leg. She's obviously pregnant. That's a no call.
I don't see anywhere in the story where it says how long the guy was a cop either. So I don't know. He might have been a rookie. I have no idea. But the guy did later get to go see his daughter, and she was born at 4 pounds, 4 ounces. He just wasn't there when the daughter was born because he got irate with the cop. Can't resist arrest. See, that's another thing. The cop may have done the wrong thing. He may have not lived up to that. What is it called? What'd you call it?
The spirit of the law. Spirit of the law.
But the guy, the father-to-be, he also got testy with the cop. He doubled down.
Yes,
he made
but he
it
wasn't
worse.
Resisting arrest.
He was.
That's not resisting arrest.
He didn't want to go to jail. He wanted to see the birth of his baby. That's resisting arrest.
That's not, no. Resisting arrest is when you're fighting and trying not to have the handcuffs put on you. You're running around. He was pleading his case as to why he was driving fast.
Well, and again, this was in Alabama. He's lucky he wasn't shot. He's lucky. I can't believe they have police cars there. I thought they still rode horses. Here's AC/DC. We got some more Tattoo Tuesday submissions coming up. It's 93.7 The River.